Thank you for the introduction. My talk will be about the editor Chosen, and I would like to show some details about the current development going on and about a feature we added recently that is data validation using MapCSS. My name is Simon Legner. I'm from Austria and started contributing to Chosen after the last SOTM EU that was 3 years ago over the summer. A short outline of my talk. I would shortly introduce Chosen. I guess everyone knows it. Show some details about the development going on in Chosen, and then mainly focus on the MapCSS data validation part. So two quotes with Chosen in context. Chosen apparently, according to this Wochennotiz, used to be the professional editor, but now got superseded by Level Zero. And the other one is on video recording, which states that Chosen is more complex than helping in video recording. So two funny quotes that set Chosen into context. Chosen in general is an offline editor for the OpenStreetMap project. It is written in Java, and therefore it runs on several platforms. Initially, it was developed by Emanuel Scholz, and current developers include a longer list, whereas the project is led by Dirk Stöcker, and Paul Hartmann and Vincent Privat help in maintaining or keeping the infrastructure running. The main webpage is chosen.openstreetmap.de, and for the presentation, I tried to compile the first version of Chosen that is available in the repository, revision 300-something, going back to 2007, which runs smoothly. One also can open a dataset after changing the API version in the XML file from 0.6 to 0.4, which was in use back then. Unfortunately, the waste somehow get lost, but it still runs, and the main interface hasn't changed very much. That is a screenshot of a recent version of Chosen. And concerning the development, there are two releases of Chosen. There's the tested release, which is released every month, approximately. And the criteria is that this version shouldn't contain any severe bugs, of course, and also the translations should be mostly complete. So this works as follows, that there's a stabilization phase 1 week or a few days prior to this release, and unless there are severe bugs being found, that reversion is released afterwards. On a daily basis, a nightly version gets built that is then called Chosen Latest and available for download. And since half a year or a year, we have a continuous integration which runs some tests. And after every commit, also a version is, of course, built. And this is also available for download from this continuous integration page, in case one would be interested in. About some recent changes, we try to summarize what's going on in the development. Of course, one can read the subversion change logs to get an idea what things are changed. There's the start page notes that appear when you start Chosen. And also in the wiki, we maintain a summarized change log which gives an approximate overview of recent changes. So this is the summary of a previous release of one of those monthly builds. Recent changes include we dropped the support for Java 6 and earlier versions, so we could use nice features that Java 7 introduced, which led to a bigger refactoring. We also support the HTTPS API of OpenStreetMap, which also required that the remote control runs in an HTTPS mode, of course, that because browsers prevent opening insecure pages from a secure context. And the last change I list here is what I'm going to talk about later on. So how to contribute, like in every open source project, use the program, report bugs. It appears that the number of 1,000 open bugs seems to be quite stable, so that approximately was true 3 years ago, and it seems to be true right now. So it seems that one cannot, this is like a magical number. It's always interesting to hear nice or possible improvements to the editor. Especially there are some small enhancements that give rise to a better usability, like we introduced the selection of polygons by a double click inside recently. That was relatively easy to implement, and it, at least in my point of view, it helps the mapping process. So there are always like small changes that make it nicer to use. In the track system, there's also the opportunity to up and downvote tickets to like give an idea what is wanted the most. Of course, helping to update the documentation or the help description is very welcome, as well as translating the software or helping to design new icons for the rendering and so on. Also, if you're interested in to submit patches, that is also welcome. So, some words about the internationalization. We collect all strings of the OpenStreetMap core, as well as the object presets, as well as plugins and validation messages. So also all the strings of plugins are collected, and this gives rise to about 8,300 strings that are translated in, at the moment, 30 languages, which are listed here. As translation platform, we currently use Launchpad, but the idea is to move to TransFX soon, as it is a nicer platform for translating. The statistics on the translation status are quite positive, I would say. I mean, there are several languages which are up to date with the latest version, so include almost no untranslated strings. And one pitfall or negative aspect of Launchpad is that whenever you do a more complex query, or sometimes also when you only try to access the untranslated strings, you run into those timeout errors, and it's not so fun to work with it, I would say. So I would like to go to the next part about Map CSS on the one hand side for styles and also for this validation process. In general, in the OpenStreetMap field, there are many different ways to select specific objects. There's the syntax introduced by the XAP. There's the overpass query language and XML definition. There's the Map CSS standard. In JOSN specifically, we have different syntax for the search and the filter function. We have the process of matching presets to already existing objects. The former style was based on XML, a different standard, and we also had a specific tests or matching algorithms for validation tests, and also one part of this validation is a system called TagChecker, which checks tag combinations. And so the idea was maybe one could do it specifically of this tag checker, since it is a very ad hoc syntax, I would say, and use and go to a new system. I would like to shortly introduce MapCSS. I guess it is already quite well known. So the syntax is very based on CSS, which contains those selectors and some assignment rules, basically. So the first criterion would select residential ways and would specify colors and width for those matched objects. Matching ways with specific names could be colored in a different way. And when one extends or assigns different colors to different ways, one gets a nice style, which is very helpful for address editing. This is one style contributed via the wiki. So the idea is that houses and assigning associated streets are colored in the same way, and one might spot errors quickly. Chosen supports the to install various styles, user-contributed styles, which are stored in the wiki. So this is a screenshot from the preferences. Like the OpenStreetMap main style switched from MapMix XML to Carto CSS. Also chosen completed a similar translation from chosen's internal XML style to a style based on MapCSS that was published in the, I think, previous stable release already. So now I would like to talk about this map checker and map fixer. So the idea is that objects to detect wrong combinations of tags or and warn about those combinations. So that is like, for example, abbreviated street names in German. The words Straße spelled with double S instead of the SZ. And for instance, useless combinations like steps having a max speed or highways having multiple values and so on and so forth. And the previous implementation was based on this tag checker syntax, which is written in this black box as an example. So you basically matched ways so you checked for tags highway equals steps and max speed equals something, and the warning then being displayed is written after the hash, and the classification of this error is informational value. So this is the capital I in front. So the idea was, when we already have the MapCSS standard used for styles, it would be interesting to also use this for detecting such wrong tag combinations. And MapCSS is especially powerful as it defines or it allows to use various functions. This is an extract of the list of functions that are currently supported by chosen. So there are many functions involving color definitions, color modifications, string replacement, string searches, some computations, some more specific functions. And the general framework we came up with for this tag checker is the following. So we use the MapCSS as it is and introduce some special keywords or some special field names. So on top of it, we have the normal MapCSS selector, and then objects matching such a selector are then classified into an error or a warning or a informational message that this some tests have a high false positive weight, and those are then classified in this way. And the object matching this selector, or it is also possible to automatically fix objects. That is, you may want to remove a specific key from matching objects, or to add a different key combination, and to have a better understanding of sometimes more complex selectors. We also introduced those positive and negative examples, which are then also unit tested, so one sees whether the intended matching is really performed on some examples. So to give a few examples, the first test would match on words containing Straße being spelled with a double S, and in that case an informational message is thrown, and one of the functions we define is the TR function, which allows translations. So those are then directly extracted and sent to Launchpad for translation to other languages. Second example matches those high steps containing a max speed value, and to reduce the number of combination strings needed to be translated, we also can work with placeholders here, so the effort for translators is reduced. MapCSS also supports regular expressions, so it is easy to match highways that contain more than a single class, which is stupid. So this is also then shown as a warning. MapCSS standards also support parent and child selectors, so you can go from relations to ways, from ways to nodes, and so on. This allows to test whether the way has the same node, the same tags as nodes. That is the first test, which is sometimes an error when you copy away, then also all the nodes are selected, and adding a tag then would mostly be unwanted, and this is then detected by this test. More complex example involves house number interpolation, which is also then encoded as a MapCSS test. So the idea here is that one has a way of, or two, one tests two nodes being part of a way of address interpolation, and tests whether the house number decreases along this way, and this is then shown as an error. Here we use the plus sign as a selector which matches two nodes being in a sequence within a way. As I mentioned before, we also support automatic fixes. That is, for deprecated text, there's often a newer version when, and often there are automatic changes. And in this case, chosen then suggests that you may fix this tag or this error automatically. Next idea was to extend these map selectors by support of spatial selectors. So to also have tests for nodes being within or being contained by a bigger polygon, or two ways or two polygons selecting each other. And those implementations allow then to drop the code of other tests that tested whether buildings are located within each other. That is the first test, or crossing water areas, which is also mostly unwanted. This is the second test. So we introduced special symbols for these spatial queries. It is also possible to write custom MapCSS tests and install them via the preferences. And as we did for styles and for object presets, one also might want to share those rules with other mappers. Currently, the Brazilian community was quite active and created a specific set of rules which is helpful for this country for mapping. We hope that the number of such rules being shared increases. So to shortly summarize, I would say JOSM is still a powerful editor, an extensible editor via plugins, via custom rules, custom presets and so on, and contributions are very welcome. So I would like to thank you for your attention.
Yeah, thanks Simon for the insights into JOSM. Do you have questions?
Hello, first of all, congratulations. I wanted to ask if on the last slide before this, if the styles, these ones can be directly downloaded from internet or something, or they have to manually share them and then upload it to their own version?
The intended way of sharing those things is by editing a wiki page on the open JOSM track system. So basically this is available via wiki/rules, and every single combination is then via wiki/rules/ your rule set, and basically you copy in the code there, and then you automatically have the versioning of the wiki, and other mappers might also want to contribute like translations or fix some details.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Then I would have a question for you. I noticed that the classic validation functions from JOSM, some of them perform scale quite badly if you deal with very large amounts of data. Mm-hmm. Is scaling with the amounts of data a problem with this new technique?
Well, in fact, we reduce the time for tech check for the overall validation process, since, for instance, this house number in now building validator previously built up a separate cache of all buildings, and that is now superseded by a general implementation. So in this way, we reduce the validation time, but of course, in general, if you validate a large data set, there are many things to be checked. So,
yeah, of course. Other questions? Yeah.
I just wanted to ask if there is a page somewhere that we can see the difference in performance, or there is some test that you did before and after on different...
For this tech checking?
Also for the checking and the rendering and everything, like if there is a page that we can see to analyze the data or to see the difference.
Well, there are no really systematic tests, but there are some numbers being discussed in the corresponding tickets. So for the switch from the JOSM XML style to MapCSS, there are some tests being performed, and those results are then summarized in the corresponding ticket.
Okay.
Is there analogy to usual CSS some kind of precedence model for the matching and validation? So, for example, if I try to match something generic and then I have a more specific rule, can I overrule the generic matching without needing to link them together in some kind of Boolean?
Currently not. I mean, that is, as far as I know, not supported by the MapCSS standard.
Okay.
So there's no nesting of rules, which is allowed in Carto CSS.
Yeah, I'm not really talking about nesting. If I have some, if I try to match some generic mistake, but there are exceptions which I don't want to match. The normal CSS just has more specific over rules, less specific. Not in the same rule.
No, that is not implemented. I mean, okay. There are of course negative expressions like not equals or not matches a regular expression, but there's no concept of more general rule versus more specific rule.
All right, thank you.
All right, if there's nothing else, I would say let's thank Simon again.
Thank you.